Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You're a crab diver, aren't you?
No.
Was that college?
No.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Man. Mitch, listen, I want a t-shirt of that by Monday morning.
And James Strebel.
On
ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You know, Donovan's not 100% right now. He's got paper mache ankles, but he's getting it done. But without Mike Conley, he's the only playmaker on the court. Like, this is not a, like, this is not a get Donnie help take. I really like the Jazz roster.
Man, you know it's a fun Tuesday when we start with that.
Yeah.
Does Donovan Mitchell have paper mache ankles at ESPN 680? Something we will dive into, I'm sure, over the next 3 hours. Hey, what's going on? Got you for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Andy Sweeney, that's me, James Strebel. Big Riggs here. You better believe it.
Yeah.
He's got takes today.
Damn right I do.
Mitchell Hannigan back.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Fellas, good afternoon. How are we doing? We making it?
Making it. Got a little France-Germany Euro.
Little France-Germany Group F.
Yeah, Group F. How many groups are there, Mitchell?
Who cares?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Mitch also is heavy today on France.
He is.
So how about that?
He's in a...
The French, oui, oui.
I was not expecting that.
If he was back in Callaway County at the Sonic... at Callaway County.
Yeah.
What the hell's that city ball? Wee wee.
Wee wee.
Wee wee.
You got a pee.
I said wee wee when I saw Reed Shepherd hit a three.
You talk about Paris, Tennessee.
I said wee wee when I saw Reed Shepherd hit a three.
Put that on a shirt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, goodness. 437-9680. That's the UPS jobs text line. We're going to have fun today. We did try. There's one thing we succeeded on, and that's Mitch. We have John Sumrall coming on.
Yeah, inside linebackers coach.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for clarifying the inside linebackers coach. We'll be coming up here in about 30 minutes. At the bottom of the hour, we will talk to him. The question I have for you, I mean, you have fanboyed over some of these guys. I feel like this is not one of the guys you would fanboy over, so I don't know your thoughts on John Sumrall.
No, I like him. I told you this earlier today. You know, when Klingscale was part of the staff, I felt like that trio of Merrow, Sumrall, and Klink was a damn fine trio. So I'm interested to see moving forward what he's got left in the tank. Not really. I mean, he's doing a good job, but I'm interested. There's a lot of things
left in the tank. What is it, the end of his career?
No. I mean, like recruiting. Like,
he's a pretty young guy.
Are they going to revamp the recruiting? What are they going to do without Klink on the staff?
Isn't Sumrall 40 years old?
Yeah, he's not old. I don't know why.
But he's your age.
Yeah. You
and him should have a connection then.
We should. I'm excited to talk to him.
I mean, literally, you turned 40 in February.
I think his last tweet was like a picture of his son like at a baseball tournament holding up some trophies. His MVP of the tournament.
There we go. All right. There's already a connection.
You mean he wasn't fourth MVP? He was actually number one?
Like the first one.
Did everyone get a trophy too and a ribbon? Like some of these little leagues around here? Ah, we're second place. Here's a ring. Oh, great.
Yeah.
Is that what Clay Travis wants?
No, it's not what Clay Travis wants.
Is that what Clay Travis wants?
That's everything he stands against.
Mitch, you want to work for Outkick the Coverage? You best not have
a second place trophy.
A second place ribbon.
Or next time, just throw it in the trash.
So, Mitch, do you mind telling us how much money you have on France today?
A Benjamin.
You do?
Yeah.
You've got a Benny on France?
I got a Benny on France.
On what, money line? Or
yeah, money line, baby. We're going big.
Oh, man. Now
they need to win this game.
So much.
Well, Mitch is in a situation where he's got 100 on France, but he has Germany in the soccer pool
that
Jeff Greer has put together.
He does, but that's not the one he cares about.
No, it's not.
I care about this.
Yeah, that's not the one he cares.
You care about France.
You're right. It's a somewhat softer padding than he might go through. So anyway, John Sumrall is going to join us. We did also reach out to the Louisville Zoo. So I called the zoo at 10 a.m. this morning. I explained who I was, and the person, you know, had listened to our radio stations.
Okay.
So I felt good about that.
Yeah.
I said my name was Steve Rummage. I said my name was Mangus. Oh, speaking of, Mangus was on Packer and Durham.
Was he really? He's on the big ACC network
stuff. That's the thing I meant for you to pull today. That's it.
Oh, Innocent Packer and Durham?
I was sitting here, and I was like, yeah, yeah. And I was like, I know there's something I was going to have Mitch get, and that's it.
That was the one.
It should be in the Dropbox. I mean, I can't believe Mangus would not play it on his own show.
Well, you know they're going to play it on the Dieter show tomorrow.
Yeah, they didn't play it this morning.
Well, they'll play it tomorrow. They'll play Mark Innocent Drive 3-6 on 93.9 The Bill.
Too late. It's too late. It's a day old
It is.
Now.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's old news. They had to get through that trivia. I have an issue with the trivia, but we'll get to it.
We'll get to potential cheating on the Diener trivia segment. Mitch, you cut that sound. It's explosive, is it not?
Yeah, we'll do a deep dissection into the sound.
Okay, yeah, we're going to have to. We should do that with John Sumrall at 3:30.
Yeah. Do you like trivia,
Yeah,
coach?
We should do all of that. Also, and I talked about this, I don't know if it was yet, no, I think I'm pretty sure it was last week, we had the conversation about how the Kentucky legislator, quite frankly, is letting BBN and L1C4 down, and there's no bigger example than what's happening with Kentucky basketball recruiting with Jalen Duren. And so we can get to that. I know John Hale wrote about that in the CJ. Thank you to the CJ having one article up there not high school related. I'm kidding! You know what I need? I need Fairdale High School basketball coverage. We build our radio stations here on PRP Volleyball.
I like that, the PRP.
Floyd Central Baseball, come on down. Diener will be broadcasting live. It's such an inside joke. Anyway, I want to go to this.
Yes.
There is a realization that is out there. And you're going to have to deal with it, Strebel.
Yeah.
And only you can deal with it. I can't deal with it. Mitch can't deal with it. You're going to be out there, and you are going to be battling. You, sir.
Oh, no.
All right, you know what I'm talking about.
I know where we're going.
You are going to be battling Louisville fans, and not all of them.
Not all of them.
Some of them.
A few.
And you're going to be battling Kentucky fans. Not all of them. Okay. Maybe more than Louisville fans.
More than Louisville fans, yeah.
But this is one of the, and that is, so I am interested into watching you, okay, for as long as we're doing this thing here in the afternoon on the Take on ESPN 680-1057 in the ESPN Louisville app. You understand that?
Yeah.
And that is, today, it becomes official. My man Chris Mack throws out a little bit offer to everybody. In the country.
Yeah, there's a lot of offers.
Okay, it's 418 guys. That's not the point.
Yeah.
One of those being Reed Sheppard.
Absolutely. He visited.
And the rhetoric that is out there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at Mac getting in the head of John Calipari. He's going to make Cal offer, and Cal doesn't even want Reed Sheppard.
Yeah.
Ignoring, of course, we have a couple more years of this.
Right.
But today, your boy Chris Mack offers. Today, your boy Joel Justice offers all the way over there.
Saw that.
At App State, and you are in a bad spot.
I'm in a good spot.
You said App State.
Arizona State.
Arizona.
You got Satterfield on the brain still.
You'll love this today. You'll love this today. I swear. I was looking at The Athletic.
Yeah.
And Chris and Mitch, you may have seen this because you troll around all
day.
Oh,
yeah. Chris Vanini.
Chris Vanini did his state of the program on App State, and I thought about saying to you, let's have him on. That would be funny.
That would be
funny. That would be a funny summer segment.
Oh, that's not the angle I thought you were going to go.
Well, I just saw the beautiful foliage.
Yeah, the trees and the mountains and everything.
I became sad for Satterfield.
He misses it.
I was like, man, that's nice.
Well,
man.
It is nice.
It looks beautiful out there. It looks peaceful.
Yeah.
The title of the article, Strebel, you can take a gander of what is App State doing with currently? Like, what's the issue they're trying to resolve right now down there in beautiful Boone, North Carolina?
I don't know. It ain't COVID.
They can't find a quarterback.
They can't find a
QB. Oh, no, QB. Yeah. What's Ponce doing? Ponce. Ponce, get working, Ponce. Damn it. That's why they're paying you the big bucks down there. Get yourself a quarterback. damn, he should have been like, Evan Conley, come back.
Oh, just like his mentor. What can I tell you?
Exactly. What if he took Evan Conley?
Oh goodness. Who
not going to happen. Yeah, but
what if he took Evan Conley?
It would just be funny. Just for the comedy. Yeah, it'd be funny.
The pivots would be great. It wouldn't. It wouldn't be a big deal.
It wouldn't mean anything.
It wouldn't mean Mitch. It wouldn't mean anything.
They're better without him.
Jody would put it behind three paywalls for Michael McCammon to talk about it. That's what would happen.
You have to mine for him like Bitcoin.
It wouldn't be on any blog at all. So
nothing. State of Louisville. They're the only ones. They'll talk about it.
But this Reed Sheppard stuff is going to be so fun to watch.
Yeah.
And here are the things that I find interesting about it. I don't understand why people think that Cal is under some pressure 2 years before the kid has to make a decision to offer him. I don't understand why Cal has to offer him anyway.
Yep.
By saying that, I did enjoy the rhetoric from sensitive Kentucky fans that immediately, well, you know, Jeff hates him. Jeff hates Cal. Yes. Jeff Sheppard hates Calipari.
Yes.
It's like, fun. If you guys want to roll with Jeff Sheppard and Reed Sheppard and get rid of Cal, knock yourself out.
Have at it.
Because there's no doubt, even in 2 years, Reed Sheppard, I think, will be the lowest-rated guy that Kentucky will offer.
Yeah,
if Orlando Antigua, if Cal still got something going, or Orlando Antigua is there, Chin Coleman, Lucas, whatever it may be, if they have a staff that is seen as big guns that can go out and recruit, even if the kid ends up in the 50s or the 40s, or whatever,
right.
that's probably going to be lower, I think, than everyone or almost anyone. He would be one of the lower-rated guys, and I say that not to denounce him. Now, that's on the other side. I should say on the other side, the Louisville side. I am interested in the amount of people that I don't know if they think this, that Chris Mack would offer Reed Sheppard just to get at Cal.
That's the thing that made me laugh the hardest.
I think he would offer because, A, I think Chris Mack has shown he's going to cast a wide net.
Right.
I think while what's going on at U of L, I think you probably have to cast a wide net. And I don't have a hot take on that. Some people may. I've seen some of that today on Twitter. I don't. But, I mean, Kentucky's going to offer way, way, way fewer people than Louisville. Going to be two vastly different ways that the offers are going to go out in the amount of offers that are going to go out. I just took it as Chris Mack wants the guy.
It's a sweet spot.
I also don't understand why. Now, is it a dig at Cal? Ultimately, that might end up being the case.
Right.
And if he is trolling, it would be funny. But I would imagine that is not the case. I imagine he wants the guy.
I agree with that.
He's a player that's good right now. And you'd imagine in the next couple years, it would be better. Local kids, in-state kids, I think Chris Mack has shown that he will do that. He showed it today. He showed it in the past. So I don't know. Like, to me, I don't know. I've never seen the kid play, and I don't even care about that. I just love you being on this island.
Yeah.
And you're going to be battling the Sea of Blue, and you're going to be battling Card Chronicle at the same time.
It's great. It's beautiful.
It's Battle of the Bastards.
Yeah, the way I positioned myself. No, I agree with you. I don't think, and this isn't a slight against Chris Mack's recruiting, that's kind of where he has his most success, is in that range where he is right now, that like 40 to 65. That's where they get a bulk of their guys. So this notion that Chris Mack is playing chess and John Calipari is playing checkers is just, to me, like, asinine, because this is generally where he gets his guys. And I think Reed Sheppard, like you said, is a good player that he's going to want. Now, where I am, and I'm going to win either way, baby. I'm going to win either way. Here's how I'm going to win.
Okay.
If John Calipari never offers the kid,
He's going to offer the kid.
I think so.
Will John Calipari offer the kid?
Yes.
By the way, someone just liked my tweet.
Which one?
Who do you think it was? Mitch, someone just liked my tweet from 10 in the morning.
Oh.
Where I put, Kentucky fans in Jefferson County don't care about Reed Sheppard nearly as much as those out in the country.
Oh, it has to be Locke.
It is not.
Michael Bennett.
It's better. No, not just the tip who Ents told to bleep off yesterday.
Got eviscerated.
We will get to that at some point today.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that's going to end up being like 550.
Yeah.
Some guy's going to be driving home and hearing about a guy named Ents and just the tip they don't know anything about.
Either one of them.
So that's the bad radio. We'll do it 550 today. So that tweet I put out at 10:09, that's my read of the situation.
Gosh.
Is the Jefferson County Kentucky fans, they want the one and duns. And
they want DJ Wagner.
And the guys out in the sticks, if you will, they want Reed Sheppard really bad.
Right.
I might be wrong on that. I might be stereotyping in some sort of way. Obviously, we talked to more Jefferson County or in this area fans being here. J.D. Shelburne.
J.D. Shelburne. The stars are liking your tweets.
I mean,
there you go.
Well, why don't you suck on that?
Just don't tweet the rest of the day. You're done. You've hit the peak. You don't need to tweet anymore. You got J.D. Shelburne on board, baby. And he agrees with you. He likes your tweet. There you go.
Mitch, I want to set it up. J.D. Shelburne versus Taylor Lynch. A sing-off.
Oh,
Kentucky versus Louisville.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know what we'll do, but there
I'm
you go.
I'm in love with that.
You should be in love with that.
They should have like a karaoke showdown between the two of them.
Let's go.
We can find a bar. We can get sponsored the whole nine yards.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, why don't you go set that up. We'll get
okay.
it. You're just giving other people work.
I'll reach out to some bars, yeah.
I'm kind of hoping Cal doesn't offer Reed Sheppard because I kind of want another Aiden Gay on situation.
That's another good angle.
That is a great angle. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah. I want Louisville fans to be like convincing me that Kentucky was going to offer Reed Sheppard, and we just never know.
Oh, we knew. I knew at the time, and then it was verified later.
I think he will offer.
I think he will, but here's how I take it. Louisville fans, they're all excited about this.
I can't tell why, unless you think the player's really good.
Yeah, that's not it. They think they're getting one over on Cal. That's all this is about. They don't give a damn about Reed Sheppard. They don't know how good he is. They haven't watched a minute of his play. They don't know anything about him other than his name is Reed Sheppard. He's Jeff Sheppard's son. That's all they know about him. And they don't know how good he is. So this is to them. It's just, we're going to stick it to Cal. Max on him. He's in his head. He's in his kitchen. He's on him. And it's like, no, he's not. If Cal's not offering, he's not like sweating, thinking. He's got bigger fish to fry right now. Now, if it goes to the point, it's like Derek Willis, right? Derek Willis was viewed as a heavy Louisville lean. And what did Kentucky and Cal do? Late in the process, he went and watched Derek Willis play. He communicated with him, had it on campus, gave him an offer. Boom, Derek Willis joins. I view Reed Sheppard much like I view Derek Willis. He's not going to be a player until maybe his junior or senior year of high school. So I'm going to sit back, and if that scenario plays out, I think going into the
senior year is what we're talking about.
That's exactly what I'm thinking about.
Plus, we don't know in 2 years. If Cal wins a title, you don't know if he's going to be here.
Right, he may retire.
Like, honestly, you don't know if he's going to be here. I have absolutely no idea. And I don't know who his assistants are. There's no doubt.
Right.
When Kenny Payne and Orlando Antigua left, things dipped a little bit. I mean, there's no doubt about that. That's why the moves were made to go out and get some of those guys back.
Right.
So I have and I don't know the landscape of college basketball. I don't know what the NBA is going to look like. I don't know what the G League is going to look like. I don't know what college basketball in the next, you know, it would be in what, 3 years?
Yeah,
in 3 years,
a lot of changes coming.
I don't know what college basketball is going to look like. I don't know what name, image, and likeness is going to look like. But another thing I got thinking of, 437-9680 is, if you're Reed Sheppard, you have to go to you should go to Kentucky simply for the name, image, and likeness.
Oh, he would make
bank. I would imagine you could make more money doing that. Or I should even say in-state. Oh, by the way, we have an own goal from Germany. France scores.
Data baby, let's go.
I mean, the guy kicked it in his own he's mad. Yeah, you kicked in your own goal.
Yeah,
you jackass.
Yeah. Hernandez gotcha.
Texter says J.D. Shelburne needs a day job. I mean, you don't know anything about J.D. Shelburne.
No, not at all. Because he liked your tweet, he needs a day job. But no, I'll just, if that scenario plays out, I'll just sit back and laugh. I won't go over the, like, people are like, watch Streeple when he commits to Kentucky, he's going to go over the top and say he's great. No, I'm not. I'm just going to sit back and bring up tweets made today by Louisville fans saying how great this is, and he's going to stick it to Cal, and Cal's going to be weeping and moaning because Mac just snatched his
cookies. Offering For the most part, what, top 30 kids right now?
Oh, yeah. I've looked at Ben Roberts from Lexington Herald Leader. I had a breakdown of who they're offering and who they're looking at.
How did you see that? That's behind a paywall.
Yeah, I saw it.
You navigated the paywall.
I navigated the paywall.
I mean, this guy that kicked this right in the net for Germany.
His name's Matt Motz.
Motz?
Shocker.
Motz Stockman?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Really subtle there. Yeah, we all know. We all said Motz. Everyone at home was thinking Motz.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you busted in with Motz Stockman. Yes, yeah. That's who we're talking about.
Absolutely.
Texas says Donkey Lips thinks he can read Louisville fans' minds.
No, I can read your Twitter accounts.
Well, it's not only that. They act like the fans' mind is so artful and sophisticated.
Like you can't delve into that psyche.
Extreme
Bowl
would never be able to read the mind of a guy who's on the message boards all night.
No,
that's him. It's his mind.
That's me. That's where I'm at.
He knows exactly what to do.
Like I need a PhD in psychiatry to delve into the mind of the fan. No.
Texas says three Louisville fans on Twitter make a hot Cal take, so of course that equals the whole fan base.
It's not three. And I'm not saying it's the whole fan base. No. What did Andy say? It's a small portion of
it. I'm saying there's a portion of Louisville and a portion of Kentucky that you're going to battle with.
Absolutely. And I'm not saying all of them, but there is a portion today that celebrated just offering the kid. I mean, he didn't commit. They were just doing backflips because he got an offer from Louisville. I'm like, what are y'all doing? Y'all that excited that Chris Mack offered Reed Sheppard? I mean, the 65th player in the class, you're that pumped? Okay. Don't say you're swimming in the same water, Steve. Don't say it.
Well, I think now we're to the point to where we know that's not the case.
It's not the case. It never has been the case. It wasn't the case when he said it.
It might have been the case
for 5 seconds.
Yes. For a certain amount of time that we can discuss, yes, but not now.
Not now.
And at least in the high school ranks.
Look, I get it. If you're excited and you think you're going to get one over on Cal, fine. That's fine. But just know, whenever he wants to offer, if he offers, we all know how it's going to play out. It's played out before. It's played out with Derek Willis. It played out with Trey Lyles. It played out with Marcus Teague. It just played out also with Bryce Hopkins. Cal gets who he wants.
It played out with Devin Askew.
Devin Askew as well. There's
five.
That didn't
work out. It was Devin Askew.
I mean, I just think five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just boom. Just like that off the top of my damn head. And Louisville fans Reed Sheppard got an offer. That's five times that John Calipari came and said, nah, he mine. And just grabbed him. Anytime he wants.
He mine. You got to say
so who's
he
in,
mine.
Who's in whose he head? Mine. I mean, like, I got to offer Reed Sheppard. I got to set up a battle with Calipari. I got to beat him. I got him on the court. Now I'm going to get on the recruiting trail. Over who? Who are you offering over? DJ Wagner, Jalen Duren, Reed Sheppard. Crickets. Nothing.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, has Strebel ever been to a champagne room?
No. Well, no.
And James Strebel.
Well, I forgot exactly what the champagne room was, then I remembered. I was like, champagne room? And I was like, oh, yeah, that. I've not been to that.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so we're back at it here on this Tuesday. It's ESPN 680, 105.7. We got you to 6 o'clock. Reminder, some Reds baseball coming your way tonight. 7:40, Brewers and Reds. The Reds now second place. What, three games? Is it two or three games above 500? Much better than the St. Louis Cardinals.
Much better.
Just keep moving along.
Yeah, I mean, they're catching ground on the Cubs.
So we are very, very happy to have them live.
Yeah.
Nearly every game right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. We have some NBA beginning at 8 o'clock. Little Nets, Bucks tonight. You can catch that over on 93.9 The Ville. John Sumrall is supposed to join us here in just a second. Inside linebacker coach there at Kentucky. He's been a number of places. Obviously played at Kentucky. Mm-hmm. So interesting to talk about him. We still today, there's about seven or eight other things that I want to get to today over today's show. Now, Mitch, I don't know, are you calling Coach right now? Okay.
Here we go. Okay. So
I didn't want to dive into
one of your topics.
The Jack Harlow curse.
Oh, yes.
Just the tip. Entz's betting. the Louisville Extreme not making it. The least surprising thing of all time.
Yeah. No kidding. Yeah.
Shoni Schimmel.
Oh. Saw that come across Twitter last night.
Nick sent the producer message. Here you go, guys. Here's a story to use in sports centers. It's like 20 hours ago, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
Grossman used it in 2 sports centers today.
Process
used it in 3 sports centers today.
So, yes, he did. You know?
And Dieter talked about it on the air.
With Biscuit.
Yes, that's exactly right. All right, well, let's get Coach in here. John Summerall joins us. We've never had him on, so I'm excited to get Coach on at Coach John Summerall if you want to follow his happenings on Twitter. Coach, good afternoon. Andy Sweeney and James Strebel here in Louisville. How are you?
I'm great, guys. I appreciate y'all having me on. Everything good y'all's way?
Well, everything is great my way. Now, I will introduce you this way. The man to my right, James Strebel, is a huge Kentucky fan.
Yes.
And I got to be honest, Coach, we had Orlando Antigua from the basketball side on a couple weeks ago, and he fanboyed out about as hard as you can fanboy out on radio. And he did the same thing, 3 years ago or 2 years ago with Lynn Bowden.
Yeah, 2 years ago with Lynn Bowden. So I get very excited whenever we have anyone from Kentucky on. Excited to have you on today, Coach. And let's do some deep dive into Kentucky football. Let's go!
Let's do it, James, man. Hey, I'm even more fired about talking to you guys now that I know all that. We need all the BBN representation over at Louisville. We can get, man.
Well, I carry the flag proudly for BBN.
He's fighting people all day. That's what he does. He's battling. He's battling Louisville fans and other fans most of the time. Well, how is it? Everyone, you know what? Pretty much, yeah. Everyone's back on campus. You guys are, you know, working out. You get to see everyone running around. I guess. What are your thoughts as finally you get to have a normal offseason after all the nonsense last year?
Yeah, no, it's nice. I mean, it's really, you know, for our guys to be able to be in the building, a lot of the protocols and restrictions that we dealt with last year have been lifted, obviously. And so we're moving around much more freely, able to work a little bit more normally, and our routines and rhythms were a lot more like they've usually been in the past. So it's good. I mean, our guys are training hard in the weight room, doing a lot of extra from a football development and learning standpoint each and every day, and just really, really having a lot of fun watching our group grow and our team grow.
I know this is kind of a generic question, but how much work? It seemed to be exhausting that there was so much work, Coach, just to get to the work last year with all the restrictions and everything with COVID. Like, by the time you got to the football stuff, you're like, we just did a full-time job just to be able to get on this field and play football.
Yeah, logistically, what our athletic trainers and our medical people went through, our equipment people here, and you know, all through college football. I mean, the coaches, at the end of the day, we're coaching, right? But what the support staff people from the athletic trainers, doctors, equipment people, cleaning staff in the building, man, what those people had to go through, you know, there's already a lot of hard work to put the game on to begin with. But it added to that work because, you know, you're coming in the locker room in waves of 15 minutes and making sure guys are spaced out. Every other toilet is not being used and every other shower head is not being used. And so you were really what used to take you maybe, a half hour to do for your whole team all of a sudden became like an hour and 20 minutes or something. And so, just the logistic piece, the time it took to get things knocked out and done, handled that you have to do day in, day out to run a program, just added to the workload, and more so for the support staff than us as coaches. Us as coaches, ball is ball, you know.
Right.
But for the support staff, man, those people went above and beyond what their normal call of duty is to make sure that we were able to function and do it in a safe manner. And still put a good product on the field. So those, hats off to those folks that made all that happen, man, because it was a heavy task for sure.
John Sumrall with us here on ESPN 680 1057. Before we dive into the abs of Jamin Davis, who I'd eat sushi off those abs. We made a promo of that. Before we dive into
that, like a statue.
He does. Jaquez Jones from Ole Miss, you had that relationship there. What can Kentucky fans expect? I mean, we remember him, obviously, seen Ole Miss a couple times last year, but what kind of player are you guys getting at that position in need?
Yeah, that's a good question. You're right. Jamin has more abs than I got fingers, man.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I look at him and I'm like, this dude, he's shredded. But Quez, man, Jaquez Jones, you know, kind of a cool deal. But when I was there his freshman year coaching at Ole Miss, he was a freshman All-SEC linebacker. Well, the other freshman All-SEC linebacker that year was a guy named DeAndre Square, who's started here for the last couple of years. And so both those guys were freshmen the same year. They'll both be true seniors this year. Jaquez just adds a guy that's got experience in this league, has been through a lot of the battles that you got to go through at this level. A steady player, has a high football IQ, a good communicator, a good teammate. So just a steady football player, an all-around good guy that's going to add value to the room. And I think really help the whole room. I mean, I think him and Square will help each other, but then I think, like, we got some really good young players here that a lot of people may know about, but I haven't seen them play as much as I think they're ready to. And Jared Casey has stepped up, who's from Louisville. Jared has taken huge strides forward this past spring. I mean, he's grown as much in a 6-month period from January to right now as I've seen anybody grow in a long time. And so Jared's taking steps forward. We've got two true freshmen are on campus right now, Trevin Wallace and Martez Thrower, who are both, they both looked the part. They've both been carrying themselves the right way. They're both putting in the extra work. Luke Fulton is another young guy that we got in the building that's working hard and won't be available this year, but De'Eric Jackson, who got hurt during spring ball. But the group's really good. I think adding Jaquez to the group maybe stabilizes it from a depth standpoint, because in this league, an inside linebacker, to think you're going to survive the year with just two guys playing every snap is unrealistic. And it's a physical league. It's a physical game. The demands on your body are high. And so you got to have depth. And I think Jaquez, you add a guy like him who's played as much football as he has in this league, that experience is invaluable. And he's going to bring a lot to the table for not only our team, but our position room, and just kind of help that group as a whole, I think, grow. So we're excited about adding him to the mix and ready to get him here and get to work, and he'll be here next week.
John Sumrall with us here from Kentucky. It's ESPN 680-1057. Just to move on, you did mention Jamin Davis's abs. We were having fun with that. I'm a New York Giants fan, so he went to Washington. So, you know, that's not going to allow me to like him as much as I would maybe like to like him. So,
right,
sorry.
Right. No, that's good. Yeah,
it's a business decision.
You get to watch him twice a year. So hopefully he does well. And I'm excited for Jamin. Phenomenal young man. You talk about the ultimate development story. Like, that's kind of been the motto here, is recruit and develop. Well, Jamin was not a highly sought after recruit out of high school. I think he had like 6 offers, right? And so not the highest ranked recruit. And really it took him time to become what he became here. But man, once he got going, once that fire got lit, it was like, all right, gas started getting poured on the fire, you know, and you start to see a guy, the match got lit, and it took a little while for that fire to start, but once it got going, man, it was out of control. And so he, great young man, obviously very talented physically, but phenomenal young man. I mean, a story I'll tell you, Jamin is leaving town to go back home about a week before the draft, and it was a Wednesday night. He calls me. He says, hey, Coach, I leave tomorrow. Can I come see you before I leave? I said, yeah, man, of course. And that was at like 7 o'clock, and it's 9:30. And I text him. I'm going to work at like 6 in the morning the next day because we got spring practice. And I said, hey, man, I said, don't feel like you got to come by. I know you fly out 6 a.m. tomorrow. He goes, no, Coach, I'll be there in about half an hour, whatever. So he comes in, and he comes by and hang out for a little bit. And he just says, Coach, I just wanted to make sure I saw you before I left to tell you, you know, I thank you for everything you've done for me. I love you. And he's going to be successful because he's about the right stuff, you know. And guys like that over time, they just keep putting their head down, going to work, and good things happen. And that's the Jamin Davis story, man. It took him maybe a little bit of time for it to happen. But once it started to happen for him, it was very clear that big things were ahead. And so proud of him, proud of the work he's put in. It's always fun to see a guy that's, you know, been patient. In this day and age of people wanting instant gratification, things to come real easy, and if things don't go their well, that they're way early, they just find a way out. Man, Jamin just buried down in and kept pushing in, kept developing, and next thing you know, you look up and you got a guy who's a first round draft pick.
Oh yeah, he just shot up those draft boards. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, he was a guy that we knew he was going to be drafted, and then it's like, you know, it doesn't mean everything, but you know, the Mel Kuypers are like, hey, could go 14th. You're like, okay, now we're having a different conversation than, you know, 54 or something like that. John Sumrall with us at Coach John Sumrall. If you want to follow him on Twitter, you know, having Kentucky Louisville coaches on talking about football, obviously, all the time. Even on the basketball side, one of the things that I found interesting, because of COVID, recruits came in, and this is especially on the basketball side, Coach, recruits would come in, you know, commits, and the coaches had never met him. They had only met him over Zoom. You know, there was none of that contact. Are there guys on your roster that, you know, some of the coaches you guys didn't get to meet until obviously recently?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, a lot of these kids that we signed, we probably saw them 2 years ago when they were sophomores. But really, you know, a lot of them, you talk about going from being 15 years old to 17 years old or 16 to 18, and the changes you make physically, mentally, emotionally during that time, it's like dealing with a different human almost. But a lot of these kids, I mean, Trevin Wallace and Martez Thrower, I mean, with the two signees we had at inside linebacker, I saw Trevin, I believe it was January of his sophomore year, maybe, was the last time I had seen him in person. And it really wasn't even like I had no real contact with him. I just saw him, happened to see him at the school walking in and out of a classroom. And so you haven't seen many of these guys in a long time, if at all. So a lot of these situations, guys are showing up, and there's been so little face to face contact, if any, with them, because it's been a dead period since COVID. And so a lot of these guys, first time on campus. A lot of them have never been to campus.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, so it's like you wouldn't buy a car without test driving it. Probably. Well, these guys are making 4-year decisions and haven't been to some of these places. So. Such unique times. I think you saw a lot of kids choose places that maybe they had prior relationships, or they had people that were affiliated with the university or the team that they knew or trusted. Like going back to Trevin's situation, Jamin is from Mahone County, Georgia. Well, Trevin is from Wayne County, Georgia, which is the very next county over.
Okay.
And so there was some prior knowledge of, hey, there's a guy from down here that's gone there and done well. And if it weren't for Jamin, we probably don't get a guy like Trevin. And so there were so many things that were different factors in recruiting this past cycle that hopefully we don't have to deal with again anytime soon. But we did learn to adapt, and I think these kids, for the most part, man, these kids handled it amazingly in the adverse situation of having to figure out where they wanted to go to college without being able to take all those visits.
I wouldn't buy a car, but I think my wife would buy a new house without seeing it. You know, I think that's something that would happen. Coach, just a couple more. I mean, Streeble, I know you got some things. I guess one of the last ones for me. New offensive coordinator, Liam Cohen, from a defensive standpoint, again, it's very early. We're mid-June. We understand there's a lot of time here, a lot of water under the bridge to throw that cliche out. What kind of guy is Liam Cohen there in the coach's room as he comes in? And then, you know, what can you tell us about the new offense, the quarterback position, and those sorts of things? And again, I know we have a lot of football here to go.
Yeah, no, Liam really does a great job, you know, within the staff. He's a good guy, great relationship guy that very easy to like and get along with. Fits our staff very well. Has been really good for our offense and the quarterback room in particular. I mean, I think you've seen those guys take steps forward and grow and develop. I think you'll see, what I felt like we saw in the spring at least is we've been pretty good on defense here the past couple of years about not giving up big plays and making people just kind of drive the ball to beat us. And they hit more explosive plays this spring on us than I can recall since I've been here. And so a lot more shots, a lot more stuff over the top. Still run the ball with physicality and efficiency like has always been done here with Coach Stoops, but just the vertical pass game, the deep shots were much more prevalent and showed up a lot more this spring. So I think it's gonna be fun to see. It's gonna be exciting to watch. I think probably a little bit more balanced, but still, we're gonna run the football and Liam's into that and but a lot of new things that I think will be exciting for Kentucky football fans to watch just from a pass game standpoint, maybe that they haven't seen in a few years. But at the end of the day, I think, Coach Stoops is always gonna believe in us winning games by being physical, running the ball, and playing great defense. Now, hopefully, we can just open up that pass game a little bit. And I think Liam and those guys are on the right track and doing some really good things and excited to see what they're able to get done this fall. But he's great, man. He's awesome. Great guy. Actually, when you guys called in, I was sitting in the offensive staff room just kind of messing with him for a couple minutes about something. So he's really, really good. Really, really a great guy to be around. We're excited he's on our side.
Coach, another position that you all filled on at least the defensive side of the ball is Chris Collins out of Georgia State after Steve Klingscale leaves and goes to Michigan. I thought the combination of you, Coach Merrow, and Coach Klink was like a three-headed monster on the recruiting trail. And then obviously the success of the defensive backs is much like the success that you all have with the linebacker sending a lot of guys to the pros. How's Chris Collins doing adapting to things in the SEC, and what kind of recruiter do you envision him being as well?
Yeah, Chris is a really good communicator. We went through the interview process and had the opportunity to sit in on some of that stuff. I was really impressed with Chris, just authentic, genuine guy, really good communicator, very, very real. And I think we'll do a great job coaching those guys. And really, I don't think we'll miss a beat. I think obviously he's going to have natural recruiting ties that might be a little bit different than Klink's geographically, but I think is a really good fit for our staff, and I think so much of the time that's one thing that gets overlooked is what's the fit for the whole dynamic of the staff. And I think Chris is awesome. He's been great. So fun to work with so far. Obviously enjoy Klink. Klink's a dear friend and pulling for his success, but we're excited about Chris being with us and think he's going to do great things, with that position group, but he's already shown up to be a really good recruiter. And recruiting is about relationships, and some of them you may already have and some of them you've got to build. But if you invest in time, you can build the right relationships and make people, get to know people and get to earn trust through that time. And so Chris is going to do a really good job. He's been hard at work since he's gotten here, and I think he's a really good fit with our staff. So fired up about Chris and what he's bringing to the table.
All right, last one for John Sermel. We appreciate your time. We really do. Great answers. We do appreciate you not giving us a bunch of coach speak, except for the recruiting's about relationships. I mean, that's every coach says that. But you're right. You're right. Yeah. The question I have: college football playoff is expanding. You guys talking about it around the office?
Yeah, I mean, some, but it's like things all, I mean, yeah, it gets talked about, but it's just like anything else. Now, I'm going to give you some coach speak here. You worry about what you can control. You know, like we tell our kids all the time, control the controllables. Well, nobody's calling me asking about whether I think we should expand the college football playoff or not. So, if somebody asked my opinion, I'm sure I'd have a pretty good answer, but I'm not. We talk about it. It goes, we see what's going on out there. Would be very intriguing to see what would happen if they did expand it. What would that look like? But But at the same time, we're just trying to be the best version of ourselves we can be every day, man, and continue to progress this program, push these guys forward, and help these young men that are within our building grow each day. So if we do that to a really high level, hopefully, whether they expand it or not, hopefully we're knocking on that door to do some special things regardless of what that committee does.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time, your main voyage on the program today, and we'll talk with you down the road. Have a good summer, and we'll talk as we get closer to the season. Thank you so much.
Andy, James, thank you guys for having me, and appreciate you guys always representing Big Blue Nation in Louisville. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you, Coach.
There
and don't
we go.
Forget
appreciate
to
it.
Beat Louisville this year. We missed the beat them last year. We got to beat them this year. Make it was it three in a row now.
Be
make
at Cardinal Stadium.
At Cardinal Stadium.
It'll be at Cardinal Stadium.
Let's go, Coach. Throw the mills down. Let's go.
All right. Appreciate it, Coach. Thank you.
All right, guys. Appreciate y'all. See you.
All right. Thank you. There you go.
He was good.
John Sumrall on a Tuesday.
Yeah, John Sumrall on Tuesday. Good answers. Like you said, it wasn't just Coach speak throughout. I mean, he went in depth. Good stuff. I enjoyed that.
Texas says. Old long-winded Strebel is back.
I didn't think it was that long-winded of a question. I didn't ask like three things. I asked one targeted thing. I didn't think it was that bad. I really didn't.
Texter says KSR Light.
I knew that was coming. You knew that. Everyone knew that was coming. Hey, we'll get some Louisville coaches on here. Maybe. I don't know. They all go on the Diener show.
Hold on. Hold on.
Wait, what are you looking for?
Hold on.
That was a lie.
There we go.
Right,
okay,
thank you,
Mitch. All right, there we go. I was wondering what he's looking for. I was like, did something happen? What's going on?
It was good.
I mean, we just don't reach out to Louisville coaches because, I mean, we've talked about this.
I know.
James, you call them all bums.
Okay, all right. You're right, Mitch. You're right.
I mean,
you're
and
right.
Even if we do. But it's an even if we do. But, yeah, that's the other side of it.
Yeah. It would be
y'all
awkward.
Bums. Y'all bums.
That was good. That's a good impression. I like that. Good impersonation.
Oh, man.
Yeah, good stuff there. I like
Texas says
answers.
The big blue take.
Yep. At least half of it is, half of it.
I'm not going to read that one. It's an unfortunate. This guy had an unfortunate misspelling. It's funny.
Oh, really? Those are always the best.
I'm not going to read that one either. Can't read any
of
these.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Strebel's kissing up. And
Texas says Sweeney bends the knee to UK coaches.
He was. Yeah, actually, you're right. Andy was genuflecting during that entire interview. He was down on one knee.
I was actually.
Like he's proposing.
I was on bended knee. Was that a Boys to Men
song? That's a Boys to Men song. Yeah, absolutely.
Mitch, you know anything about Boys to Men? And this I'm actually
interested
in.
I know who they are. I couldn't name like a song title. But yes, I know they exist in this universe.
Man, they were huge. I mean, I'll Make Love to You when that song was
I know that one.
Yeah. End of the Road. That's the bangers, Mitch.
That one I'm not so
familiar with. On Bended Knee was the Boys to Men reference.
It was.
I'll Make Love to You.
Yeah, but I figured like out of all the songs, he would know that one.
Texas says, this is now a UK show, SMH.
SMH. Take that.
Texas says, Jason Strebel with the question.
Uh-oh. It wasn't that bad. It really was. Compared to some of the others I've had in the past, that one was light. It was very... Very
save
concise.
That for the big stage. Texter brings up a great point. You got to cut the end there where he thanked us for representing BBN. That also needs to be on a T-shirt.
Yeah, because he included you.
Yeah, no, it needs to be on a T-shirt. Yes,
thank you for representing BBN in Louisville. That was great. It was pretty great.
I didn't know what to do there because Strebel just kept thundering through.
He kept thundering in and L's down and beat Louisville, like, and I'm just
going to keep him on the line.
Yeah, and he's just fading away in the distance wanting to get off a 22-minute interview.
Oh, yeah, he was on for a long time.
Strebel was just like, beat them nerdy cars this year.
Beat them nerdy cars. Like, he
take it three in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's exactly what happened.
I had to say it before he got off the phone. I had to say it. I'm sorry. It popped in there.
I can't read some of these. I don't know if I can read the word throats. I don't know how many different ways I can.
Throats?
I don't know how much I can read that.
Like punching someone in the throat?
Texas Strebel's been franchise tagging his wife, but she's waiting for kids to turn 18 to exercise her player option. It's just an odd
it's an odd way to put it.
It's an odd text just right there.
It's, yeah, like, Okay, if you want to think that, have at it.
Texas says they have to pivot to Kentucky. The only thing to talk about with Louisville is cheating. Well, that's not true,
that's not
but
true.
It is a funny text.
Yeah, there's other things to talk about with Louisville. I mean, we talked about Louisville all day yesterday.
Texas says they were going to have Louisville coaches on, but they kept jumping ship.
We actually were going to have Coach Coupon tomorrow.
We should have said that, Mitch.
Yeah. No,
it was Ponce.
It was Frank Ponce.
And then he
went
left.
On Diener's show and literally left the next day.
Oh, you're
or
right.
Or like 2 days after.
You're right. That was
because he literally joined Diener like a day later. He left to go back to App State.
And now I can't get a quarterback. Sometimes things don't change.
That makes me sad. I put on for Ponce.
Yeah, you did.
Texas says, Entz has 28 different bets on this France game, and nobody besides him knows how to bet them.
Man, Entz is in it deep today, man. He's got stuff going. I mean, his morph into Locke has come full circle. He is now Lachlan McClain betting. He is.
Texas says, I saw Boyz II Men and Brandy at Freedom Hall in 1994. Mitch, you know who Brandy is, and do you know who she infamously dated?
I do know who she is. I don't know who she dated.
Kobe Bryant.
Yep.
Oh.
How about that?
Took her to her prom. They were prom dates.
What? She took Kobe Bryant to her prom?
She took Kobe Bryant to her prom.
Or
absolutely.
Was it the other way?
I think it was because I think he was in the NBA at the time. High school.
I believe you're right.
Yeah.
I believe you're right.
Because he was only 18 or 19 because he went straight from high school to the pros.
He was in the dunk contest that year,
yes.
I think, wasn't he?
Yes.
In Cleveland, maybe? Gund Arena? Man, I might be wrong with that, though.
Yeah, but I remember it was he took her to her prom, and she is just like was just up and coming. But, man, 94, Boyz II Men and Brandy, those were two heavy hitters.
Oh, that's heat.
That's a hell of a show. Yeah, absolutely. That was like the peak of both.
Texas says you guys need to talk about Shoney Schimmel.
I don't know what to say.
Texas says have Jerry Eves on. Done. Mitch, I want Jerry Eves.
Reach out.
Friday. Put him on Friday.
We're going to talk about Kenny Payne.
I think we should have had Chris Vanini for the state of App State football.
Man, it would have been good.
It would have just been funny.
Yeah, people turn in like,
it would have been funny for us three and like eight other people.
Yeah.
And everyone else would have been disorganized, disoriented with all of that.
Satterfield would listen to the podcast.
Oh, good. He absolutely should.
Ponce?
You know what? I'm going to Boone at some point soon. I'm going to do a little stop by. We'll do a stop by and just see what the place is about.
Try out the barbecue.
North Carolina is a very trendy place to move. Raleigh, Asheville, Charlotte's a growing city.
Yeah.
It's a very trendy place to go now.
It's blowing up. North Carolina's blowing up.
Like, I used to go to Asheville before it became this now.
Oh, right.
Oh, I'm not going to wait for hours outside to get a hazy IPA.
No, you were there when it was a secret.
I knew the band before they sold out.
Right, okay.
Yeah, we get
that reference. Yeah. Absolutely, yes.
Let's take a break. 437-9680, the Big Blue Take continues next. All right, guys, BJ Heating and Cooling, been a partner of ours here now for more than a year. They've been to my home. They've provided a new AC heating air unit for the Strebel family, and they are here to help you, whether it be your home or your business. They're ready. On call 24/7, 365 for those emergencies, 812-283-7221. BJHeatCool.com is the website if you want to get in there. And right now, if you have that room that's difficult to cool down in the summer, heat up when we get to the winter months, many, many months from now. Those Bryant mini splits are a quiet and efficient way to do that. And BJ Heating and Cooling, they're your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. Again, BJHeatCool.com, 812-283-7221. It's BJ Heating and Cooling.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.